This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. My name is Neil and with me today is Rosie.
Hi there.
Now, Rosie, are you one of those people who walks down the road whilst trying to send a text message from your mobile phone?
Yes, of course. I do it all the time.
Well, have you ever had an accident because you weren't looking where you were going?
Funnily enough, yes. This happened to me yesterday because a man was just walking down the street towards me and he just bumped into me because he was texting someone.
Well, the reason I was asking is that a town in America thinks that walking and texting has become such a problem, they've actually made it illegal.
No way.
But before we get into that, I have a quiz question about strange but true laws which exist in the UK. Now, I want you to tell me which of these is not a real law. Is it A, it's illegal to enter the Houses of Parliament wearing a suit of armour? B, a pregnant woman can go to the toilet anywhere she wants? Or is it C, it's illegal to speak French in front of a dog?
Well, they all sound completely ridiculous, but I'm going to go for C, it's illegal to speak French in front of a dog.
OK, well, we'll hear the answer to that at the end of the programme. But now back to our story about texting and walking. It's illegal, of course, to text and drive at the same time in some countries, such as the UK and the USA. But this town in New Jersey is the first to ban texting whilst walking.
But it doesn't apply to people who are walking down a pavement, or sidewalk, as they say in America. It only applies to people who are walking down a road. This is known as jaywalking.
So how much is the fine? Let's listen to the first part of the report by the BBC's Liana Hosea.
A town in New Jersey in the United States has started issuing $85 fines to people they see texting whilst crossing the road. Thomas Rapoli is chief of the Fort Lee Police Department, and he says he hopes the new law will reduce the number of accidents.
So, Rosie, how much is the fine for jaywalking and texting?
It's $85, which is a really expensive text message. But the chief of police is hopeful that the new law will reduce the number of accidents.
Well, let's face it, it is pretty dangerous to cross a road whilst texting, as you're not always looking at what's coming. It's easy to miss a car, for example.
Yes, and there are other dangerous things which can happen whilst texting.
For example, you could trip over or bump into someone. Listen to our next clip to hear about a danger that's not quite so obvious. It involves an animal. Can you hear which one it is? Here's the BBC's Liana Hosea again.
There have been some eye-catching videos which have gone viral, showing people distracted while on a mobile phone. Recently in Los Angeles, an 180-kilo black bear had wandered down into a residential area from the nearby forest. Aerial footage shows a man who was apparently texting his boss to tell him he was running late for work and didn't notice the bear lumbering down the street towards him until he was just a couple of metres away. He looked up from his phone and immediately turned and ran away as fast as he could.
Oh, my word! So a man was texting and walking down the street. He was texting his boss to tell him he was late for work.
But he didn't see a bear lumbering down the street towards him. Lumbering means the bear was walking in a slow and heavy way.
He finally saw the bear when it was just a couple of metres away, and then he immediately ran away as fast as he could. The bear had wandered into a residential area, an area where people live.
And he's not the only ones who have suffered due to texting and walking. In this final clip, we can hear about two other women who literally fell into something because they weren't watching where they were going while texting. Can you hear what?
In China, a teenage girl who was walking and talking on her mobile phone plunged 6 metres down a sinkhole in the street after failing to notice caution signs. Another video shows a woman in a shopping mall who fell into a water fountain because she was distracted from texting.
So, Rosie, where did they fall?
Well, a teenage girl in China plunged, or fell, 6 metres down a sinkhole. A sinkhole is a large hole in the ground which a river flows into.
And the other one fell into a water fountain in a shopping mall. Well, the more I hear about these accidents, the less strange this new law in America sounds. And talking about strange laws reminds me it's time to answer our quiz question. I ask which one of these three is not a real law. Is it A, it's illegal to enter the Houses of Parliament wearing a suit of armour? B, a pregnant woman can go to the toilet anywhere she wants? Or C, it's illegal to speak French in front of a dog?
And I said it was C.
And you were absolutely correct. Of course, that's totally ridiculous, unlike the other two. So I think now we just have time for a recap of the words we've heard today.
Sidewalk. Jaywalking. Lumbering. Residential area. Plunged. Sinkhole. Water fountain.
Join us again for more 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.